Morning Watch, The Christian Life, Week 2, A Grafted Life, Thursday, Related Verses, Galatians 2:20, I am crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but it is Christ who lives in me, and the life which I now live in the flesh, I live in faith, the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself up for me. Romans 8:4. That the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Romans 12:4-5. For just as in one body we have many members, and all the members do not have the same function, so we who are many are one body in Christ, and individually members one of another. Philippians 3:6. As to zeal, persecuting the church, as to the righteousness which is in the law, become blameless. Philippians 1:20-21. According to my earnest expectation and hope, that in nothing I will be put to shame, but with all boldness, as always, even now Christ will be magnified in my body, whether through life or through death. For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Related reading. The organic union with Christ takes place spontaneously when we believe in Christ. Galatians 2:19 indicates that we have died to law so that we might live to God. If we are not actually organically united with Christ, but are in ourselves, then we are neither dead to law, nor are we living to God. Apart from the organic union with Christ, we cannot live to God. Galatians 2:20 explains how it is through law we have died to law. When Christ was crucified, according to God's economy, we were included in him. No longer I does not indicate an exchanged life, a life in which Christ comes in and we go out. For later in Galatians 2:20, Paul said, I live. As regenerated people, we have both the old I, which has been crucified, concerning which Paul said, no longer I, and a new I, concerning which Paul said, I live. The old terminated I was without divinity. The new I has God as life added to it. The new I came into being when the old I was resurrected and God was added to it. On the one hand, Paul had been terminated, but on the other hand, a resurrected Paul, one who was regenerated with God as his life, still lived. Furthermore, although Paul said, no longer I, he also said, it is Christ who lives in me. For it was Christ who lived, but it was Paul that he lived. The two, Christ and Paul, had one life and one living. We have died in Christ through his death, but now he lives in us through his resurrection. His living in us is entirely by his being the life-giving Spirit. This point is fully developed in all the following chapters of Galatians, where the Spirit is presented and emphasized as the one whom we have received as life and in whom we should live. The I, the natural person, inclines to keep the law that it might be perfect. But God wants us to live Christ, that God might be expressed in us through him. Hence, God's economy is that the I be crucified in Christ's death, and that Christ live in us in his resurrection. To keep the law is to exalt it above all things in our life. To live Christ is to make him the center and everything in our life. The law was used by God for a period of time to keep his chosen people in custody for Christ, and eventually to conduct them to Christ, that they might receive him as life and live him to be God's expression. Because Christ has come, the function of the law has been terminated, and Christ must replace the law in our lives for the fulfillment of God's eternal purpose. The Christian life is not an exchange life. It is a grafted life, a life in which two parties are joined to grow organically. After we have been grafted together with Christ, we should no longer live by ourselves. Rather, we should allow the pneumatic Christ to live in us. Furthermore, we should no longer live by our flesh of our natural being. Rather, we should live by our mingled spirit, a spirit grafted with Christ. Thus, first, we are united with him. This is a union. Then, we are mingled with him. This is a mingling. Eventually, we are incorporated with him into an incorporation. This incorporation is the New Jerusalem. The great universal incorporation of the mingling of God and man for us to reign in eternity.